Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope that you were able to do the things you needed to get done and enjoy the things that were either the fruits of your labor or the hard work of others. Regardless, I'm hoping that you're learning to be happy with what you have to be happy with. This week, we're going to cover a lot of different things, but let's focus on catching up with the news because, as you know, last week I spent 3 days, and those podcasts are up on the reclaimingtherepublic.org website. So if you go there to the Red State Talk Radio podcast page, you'll actually be able to listen. So if you missed any of those days and you want to learn how to set effective objectives and goals so that you could become more successful in your life, then by all means, go listen to the 1st, 2nd, and the 3rd of January, and you'll be able to understand what you need to do and how to do it so that you can be successful. I also want to point out that on that exact same page, on the podcast page, this the Red State Talk Radio podcast page, I had an interview and discussion on Patriot Soapbox, and I think it's actually We the People 24/7 Patriot Soapbox, and it's a YouTube channel. And if you go down towards the bottom of my podcast page, I have a link to that interview. Actually, it's a video, so you can kind of watch the comments and all of that and get some exposure to the Patriot Soapbox. And you will hear how I engaged and answered some questions and so forth. But by all means, there's some really good information there. We had a very good conversation yesterday. And so that's available for you to go and immerse yourself and at least familiarize yourself with what those good patriots are doing on that channel. With that said, as you know, this show isn't only sponsored by MobiusStripPress.com. It is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, as well as 1798Part2.org, as well as RepublicReview.org. You are listening to the only show that actually provides the constitutional processes and solutions in getting the federal government back into compliance of our Constitution. And when they say our Constitution, I mean we, the people of the sovereign states, and the state's Constitution. Because bottom line, it is the states who are sovereign who has the responsibility over that the delegated powers that were granted to the federal government. The number to call in today is 215-867-8255 or 215-TOP, T-O-P, TALK, T-A-L-K. And so let me kind of just dive forward a little bit. But before I do, every once in a while I kind of mention this, that this show is really dedicated to supporting state legislators who are willing to commit to protecting their citizens from federal tyranny. And in doing so, that means that they're literally protecting all of us from federal tyranny. But we're also dedicated in supporting those grassroots leaders like the party, the GOP, the Republican Party in these dark red states, in getting them to embrace literally, you know, the compliance of the Constitution and making that their mantra. We are not here to really concern ourselves too much with the federal government, regardless of of all the focus and, you know, everybody just seems, oh, it's all happening there. No, it needs to be happening at the state level. If we want to save this, and if you understand exactly what I'm talking about, you'll start having the epiphany. Oh, my gosh, we've been focusing on the distraction. And that's why they're getting away with murder, because the only people that can literally shut them down and take control are the states. And we've marginalized the states or the parents in the relationship of the states and the federal government. So anyway, we're here to help, and I'm not from the government, okay? I promise you that. I am not from the government, but I am here to help. I also want to point out that I do have that other video that I highly recommend. If you haven't had a chance to watch the first 30 minutes of that video, because, and the reason I know there's a likelihood of a lot of you that have not watched that yet, that's because it hasn't gone viral yet. Because I truly believe that anybody that takes the time to watch the first 30 minutes of that video on YouTube, you will actually hear the academic argument that I make, and it's just literally the first 30 minutes. So go to the Take Action page on Reclaiming the Republic. The video is down right underneath the slides for that presentation. And then you will be able to actually learn and understand the foundation of auditing the Constitution and Republic Review. Then you can go to the homepage of reclaimingtherepublic.org and go through the description of the process, because that's where you'll get the details of that. And there you go. I mean, you will have, a good understanding. And if not, then just ask some questions. Let me know what you think. And or just send me an email. As you also know, I have a crowdfunding campaign set up, and I want to thank those who contributed. We really do need your help. We're supposed to have a meeting in Wyoming this coming week, but it doesn't look like we're going to be able to make it. And I'm hoping that we can kind of get the reimbursements going so that we can at least, you know, stay, you know, a step ahead of, you know, being in debt. The intent is trying not to have one person or every person, or I should say one person or a couple of people, subsidizing this effort, because this effort is literally trying to save you in the blue states, you in the purple states, and those of you who happen to be in kind of pink states or not really dark red states. We need, and that's why we're focusing our efforts in the dark red states, because they have the ability to actually save all of us. And so, please, if you've got some money, throw us some love. Just, you know, hit us up on the GoFundMe page, or just go to the reclaimingtherepublic.org right there on the homepage. I have a link to the GoFundMe towards the very top before I get into the bullets and the arguments. Or you can, like I said, go to GoFundMe and just search for Reclaiming the Republic, and you'll find it there. I really appreciate those who have donated, and we hope that we continue to get this kind of a response where people are maybe on a regular basis just throwing $5, $10, or what have you, because every little bit helps and it does add up. That's how Bernie Sanders was able to make millions of dollars from kids that didn't have a job. These kids were literally throwing whatever hope they had. It was almost like buying lottery tickets and trying to get a communist elected so that they can have free everything. This is how people buy stuff, and this is how things work in any kind of process where there is a democratic process. And even though we are a Republican form of government, we still embrace the democratic process. There's some problems with that, but we can fix all of that as we move forward if we start working together in supporting this stuff. Let me grovel as well. If you don't have the money, but you have time and you're able to actually help, then send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and I will show you how easy it is to get started so that you can actually start getting organized and actually start reaching out and actually becoming a leader. It's not that hard. The first and primary thing you have to do as a leader is take that step. Once you take that first step, the rest of the steps is kind of like running a marathon. It all starts with the first step, right? And so every other step after, you just got to keep moving those feet. Just keep moving, and next thing you know, you've finished a marathon. Well, if you want to get involved, again, just send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. There is another mechanism and another way and another organization that I highly recommend you get involved with, and that is the Constitution Club. So go to theconstitutionclub.ning.com and start getting involved. If you don't start seeing some of these threats that, you know, maybe Trump isn't going to be able to do all the things he needs to do or we want him to do, then maybe that Trump effect is starting to die off, or that, you know, that, I don't want to say buyer's remorse, but the newness of the new car is kind of worn off. It smells like a car now. Well, the reality is that the only way we're going to be able to save this Constitution and our republic is via you getting involved and getting your states to step up. There is no If you can refute that, by all means, just call, and I'll be happy to let you tell me how I am wrong, and I would love to entertain that concept. As I move forward, because I'm almost out of time, as I always do, I scan the news. I go through and look and I search and I try to find that one place, that one thing that the federal government is going to do that is going to disband any of its unconstitutional roles, responsibilities, and powers. And I haven't seen it yet. I'm telling you, it won't happen, but I do it every day, and I do the due diligence just so I can report and confirm to you it hasn't happened and it's not going to happen. But being what it is, that means that you and I have to do it. We have to start putting those feet forward. We have to stand up and take action. It really isn't that hard to kind of understand that. I only have a few seconds, less than a half a minute left. So let me just say this. I am going to be putting together a tribute to President Bush Sr., HW. I know there's lots of good patriots out there that love that man. And I know there's lots of people that, you know, have not taken the due diligence in looking into things. I am not somebody that is just like, you know, kicking Santa and kicking, you know, people for my own pleasure. What I am trying to do is I'm trying to educate everybody in understanding who the players have been in really crippling and hurting America. And sometimes it's our friends that are stabbing us in the back the most, as if you understand what I'm saying. And so when we come back, I will be able to start diving into some concepts that I've had with Trump and some other friends. So we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much.
Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. This show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And let me just say one more thing before I start diving into the news du jour and some other content that I want to read to put things into context. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for help spreading the word, because we've been climbing. I've only been on Red State Talk Radio for it hasn't been a year yet. We're coming up on a year soon, and we're riding in the top around the 20s and so, as far as ranks go. I mean, you know, sometimes we're in the teens, but that's only because of you. And that's really because I know I'm a little bit different because I don't care to be the professionally polished and have all these things just perfect as these other conservative entertainers, you know, have really good pithy analysis and so forth. And I know they spend lots of time. I am actually here to educate you. I am actually here to provide you with what I believe is an irrefutable argument. And there is no doubt that I am here to actually make things better. I'm solution-based. I do not care about the status quo. I do not care about just, you know, Republican and Democrat. I care about the Constitution, and it's time we start putting the Constitution above anything else, above party, above, you know, special interests and so forth. I am tired of all the factions within the Republican Party. It's time to clean house and make the Republican Party focused on the Constitution. So with that, let me kind of move forward with this concept of what I had floated out there yesterday on the We the People 24/7 Patriot Soapbox channel. And actually, I've kind of pinned a letter to Trump. I need to get it off probably today or tomorrow. But I want to tell you about this, I think, a succinct message that I sent to Trump regarding, you know, what he needs to do with the shutdown and how he can use the Constitution and this whole wall security and all of that stuff as a fulcrum in, I mean, literally going after the progressive machine, shutting it all down and so forth. But before I do, I didn't know, and this kind of just popped up today, and I've been talking about this. Trump needs to call into question the health and ability for Ginsburg to be able to serve as a justice. There are requirements, and as far as I'm concerned, when you start missing arguments, that is cause for bad behavior. You have to, you know, you have, there's not a lot of work that a justice has to do, but the one thing you have to do is you have to be there for the argument so you can provide decisions. The reason we have nine justices is so that they hear the arguments and make the decisions. You don't hear the arguments, you're not making the decision. As far as I'm concerned, your dereliction of duty, that's bad behavior, and he needs to press the issue of getting her out. She has served her time. She hasn't served this nation, but she has served many others' agendas, and it is time to get rid of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Sorry. I don't know. Every once in a while I have to tell you, I am bad with names. But with that being said, I think that it's past time to let her go and let her retire and however that is, because she needs it. She needs her rest and just let her shut down just like the government, okay? And just, you know, go enjoy the last of her days in retirement. So one of the things I want to do, and I'm probably going to do this all week, is I'm going to try to make some comments regarding the shutting down of the government. As I mentioned just a minute ago, that I've penned a letter. And bottom line, in this letter, I basically tell the president that what he should be doing is he should sit down and write EOs, executive orders. And in his first executive order, he can literally say, it has come to my attention that it would start with the Department of Transportation. It has come to my attention that the Department of Transportation is actually an unconstitutional role, responsibility, and power that we, the federal government, have been executing and exercising. That we need to be in compliance. And as the president of the United States, it is my job to faithfully execute the laws. And when I find laws that are unconstitutional, then I need to just permanently shut this down, because there is no evidence. And as a matter of fact, James Madison vetoed Congress's first attempt in creating the Department of Transportation. James Monroe clearly vetoed it as well. And President Andrew Jackson. So we had three presidents that actually vetoed the attempt of creating a Department of Transportation. And all three stated that you needed to amend the Constitution to do this. So with that, I am shutting down the Department of Transportation and will be moving the Coast Guard over to the Department of Defense, if they haven't done that already, because that's where they should be, because they are a part of national security. But the rest of the Department of Transportation will be now shut down completely. And so everybody that works there will, you know, will be getting their severance and or their walking papers, and they're done. That way we can move forward and save some money and maybe reappropriate some of that money for the wall. And then the next EO, he writes, he shuts down the EPA. The next role or EO, he writes, he shuts down the Department of Education. And watch Congress start having a tizzy. Watch all these progressives in the House of Representatives, these communists, going, hey, he's disassembling our deep state. That's right, baby. We're going to disassemble it and literally shut down the Health and Human Services, HUD, start going through the executive departments as well as some of these other outliers like EPA and some of these other agencies that have no constitutional base, and literally just start peeling them away and watch how quick the Democrats come over to the table and go, you know, it's, we're going to give you the wall. Is that $25 billion? Yeah, okay. We'll give you $50 billion. How's that? And we'll see what happens, right? If you understand the cost of $5 billion that he's asking for, let me put this into perspective, because this came up in the Wyoming governor gubernatorial race this last summer. In 2016, Wyoming sent $5.5 billion, something like that, in revenue to the federal government as far as taxes collected for businesses and what have you. Out of that $5.5 billion, Washington, D.C. sent back about $2 billion in grants to running the federal programs of basically controlling 80% of their land resources and so forth, and regulating and keeping them down under their jackbooted thug heels, right? Well, that means Wyoming has paid $3 billion out of their own taxes. But here's the thing I want you to think about. Now, if you understand how many people, how many folks live in Wyoming, that's about 500,000. So 500,000 people paid in taxes $5 billion. That's $15,000 an average head, right? I mean, somebody did the beer math yesterday when I was on the Patriot soapbox, but that's a lot of money. Go to the average income of the households. People don't pay that kind of taxes. So where did all that money come from? And that's how much money the least populated state threw into the coffers. And I'm telling you, if you understand that the federal government is spending $5 trillion or $4 trillion a year, that's a lot of money. And $5 billion is just a small fraction. It's not even 5%. It's a fifth of a percent, right? That's how small that is. And they don't want, and they throw money recklessly towards education, housing, and urban development, and all these welfare programs. And we can't have a nation that is secure in its borders to keep people from just being able to, you know, meander right in and then claim entitlements and try to, you know, basically fraud us and our good taxpayers and good citizenship out of our privileges of being citizens. Now, I believe that everybody should have an opportunity, and I have been an advocate for making Mexico a state in the Union and making it so that it has to maintain, you know, its single statehood. In other words, not let it break up into a whole bunch of little states like other states have the ability, you know, retaining that for so that they're forced to change their paradigm over the next two centuries or something like that. So before they can be ever divided up into smaller states, they have to wait, you know, for a curing period. Let's call it a curing period, where they have to basically be fully assimilated and become real Americans for the next, you know, century and a half, two centuries, before they can start, you know, self-dividing like California, Washington, and a lot of other states that I think should be literally broken up, Indiana, Illinois, and so forth. And so anyway, if you start out, you know, if you start looking at the upfront cost, the upfront cost of building this wall will clearly outweigh the dividends. that we will be, you know, making, because those dividends will actually pay off in gold down the road when we're not having to spend money on entitlements and the burden that illegals have been creating on our system. And this is not just Latin America or Mexicans or anything like that. There are a lot of Chinese that come here. There are a lot of evildoers that are coming from all over the world that are trying to do things to us that they have no business being here. We and the federal government has the constitutional responsibility of controlling and standardizing what those policies are and so forth. The states lost their ability to directly import in 1808 and have their own immigration plans. That is when the federal government, you know, was able to obtain and did obtain full sovereignty over the immigration issue, period. And so with that, as you can tell, I'm at a hard break. And so we need to come back, and I'm going to close this issue regarding the illegals and so forth as soon as we come back from the break. So please stay tuned, and I will be right back. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And so before I move on to any news du jour, let me kind of finish this this railing and ranting. As I was saying right before the break, that the upfront cost will be nothing in comparison to the dividends that will be paid as we secure our borders and are able to ensure that those here are here for, you know, for the betterment of our society and not enemies. You have to understand the precedence is actually set. It's not that we encourage anybody with opposing opinions of our Constitution and government. That is not true. Go read the Tory Acts. I've talked about this before. The Tory Acts was really acts that identified and delineated those who supported the British monarchy, the ideology of, and there wasn't that much difference between the British ideology and this new American ideology moving forward. Those people were deported. Those people lost everything, and it was a bone of contention during the treaty process. And we're talking about allowing communists and Islamists to come here that want to do anything and everything they can to do to destroy our republic and our constitution and create socialism and or a theocracy. Are you kidding me? That has no roots in what America is all about and the founding of this nation. There may have been plenty of perversions and people peeing in the well, if you understand what I'm saying, but that septic system is nothing to do and has nothing to do and is not relative to what the framers had put into place. Yes, we believe that there is these ideas of exchange and freedom of expression and so forth, but we do not embrace our enemies and actually allow them to and strengthen them and help them so that they can undermine us. The framers would not have had anything to do with that. And there is more evidence that proves what I am saying. If you understand the Monroe Doctrine, James Monroe was a framer. And if you understand the Monroe Doctrine, James Monroe clearly delineated that Britain and any of Europe's influences were not going to be allowed in the hemisphere, let alone in the United States. They were not allowing any of these nefarious monarchs. And if communism was thriving back then, they would have said, you don't even come here into our hemisphere. That's how they drew the line. And these men understood how important it was to guard our liberties with valiance. Anyway. So again, what I think that needs to happen is I think Trump needs to start floating the concept of deportation and using money for deporting and becoming far more aggressive in acting with, empowering ICE and possibly other agencies in the deportation process. You know how the federal government uses these strings attached to throw money into urban societies and so forth? For road calming, things that are completely unconstitutional. Well, something that actually is constitutional is enforcing our immigration laws. And so why doesn't he start offering grants and, money to police departments and sheriffs and so forth to say, we want to give you money to identify who the, illegals are in your counties so that we can have them deported. We're going to help you. And we're going to spend this money in deportation. And in doing that, watch the panic in the progressives' eyes when they realize that they won't have a huge army of what Lenin calls idiots, because these people don't know what they're doing in voting for communism and these illegals illegally voting in our election system. And so Trump needs to start floating this concept around, if you're not going to give me the wall, one of the things I think I'm going to start doing right now is starting and back in FDR's days and Hoover's days, I believe it was called Operation Wetback. So back in those days, they were not politically correct. But today it could be, Operation Latino or Operation Illegal or whatever you want to call it. But he could literally start going after the paradigm of the Democrats of saying, you don't want to play with immigration. You don't want to give us a secure border and a wall to stop this wave. Then we're going to start ramping up deportation. Let that be another fulcrum in moving Congress to do what they need to do. More importantly, I truly believe that he should pass a EO. He should write an executive order that would, literally in understanding Congress's roles and responsibilities over immigration, basically state that how he's going to enforce the current federal laws on the books is he will arrest any state or polity candidate or public servant who violates these laws knowingly by creating a sanctuary or by giving away privileges to illegals so that, bottom line, they're violating the Constitution by aiding and abetting the enemy because these people have violated our laws. They're not our friends. They happen to be criminals, and until they've been held accountable, they're always going to be criminals. It's just like when the federal government violates the Constitution. that violation will continue to be a violation. There's no statute of limitations. Oh, well, if we can violate it for 5 years, then it becomes constitutional. No, there's nothing in the Constitution that allows that, not even for 100 years, not even for 200 years. Things that violate the Constitution are violations, and they will always be violations. It's that simple. It's just like somebody building on your property that you didn't know, wow, that's actually my property line. You've put an outbuilding on my property line? Well, I guess it's my outbuilding now. And then you build a wall and a fence to keep them from being able to access anything in that building and so forth, because it is your property. It was their fault for building something and putting it on your property and taking advantage. They should have done the due diligence in making sure where that line was in the first place. We did some, you know, improvements on our property, and we had a surveyor come out and actually mark our lines to make sure that when we put an outbuilding up, that we were able to do it on our property and not violate property of somebody else. Anyway, let me get back to what I floated out there last week. What do you think of this concept of constitutional crusaders? Isn't that apropos? I mean, aren't we out to really try to save and preserve our constitutional republic? Is crusaders not the best word for it? I mean, I'm selling myself more and more on this. I can't find even a more appropriate term than constitutional crusader. Can you come up with something that actually tops that? And if you do, then I would be in great gratitude. We'll even give you the credits for that. It's not that there's going to be any money in it for anybody, but anyway, it just seems to me that's the hammer hitting the head of the nail right there and driving it in. That is exactly what we're trying to do here. Is we're trying to preserve our Constitution and our Republic. So the constitutional crusaders label and branding, I think, is just, it's just beautiful. And so we've already got it recorded. It's already been out there. So we've already got the copyright. So anyway, we actually have the domain and all of that. So fear not, we will be moving forward as constitutional crusaders, unless you come up with a better idea. That actually, I'm looking for something in similar in Greek or Latin or what have you, but let me move on. Alexandra Ocasio or Ocasio-Cortez, let's just call her Cortez, right? And how she's recommending a 70% tax on the wealthy to fund these new green deals, and how she wants to kill people and destroy America. And how the comment is being floated out there that they need to pay their fair share. Well, that fair share vernacular was really played out heavily in Atlas Shrugged. Have you seen that movie yet? Have you read the book? Who's John Galt? Well, you need to, and you need to understand the danger in anybody using the vernacular of fair share. It is almost like calling you expletives along with racist, you know, labelings for, you know, what your ethnicity may be, you know. So there's probably nothing more vile than somebody using fair share because or for the public good. Because that is a truly dark and evil path to go down when people start ranting that, because it has nothing to do with fair and it has everything to do with oppression and repressive government. So anyway, I'm going to rant a little bit on Ms. Cortez, though. And in honor of Cortez, I think it's only apropos that we start associating Ms. Cortez along with the evil Spanish explorer Cortez, who actually raped and pillaged the Mexicans, or I should say the indigenous people down south of us and in throughout South America and so forth, because it seems like that's what she wants to do. She wants to explore what we know, or she wants to really ram down our throats what we already know. The empirical data is in that communism does nothing but kill and destroy societies. And so with this whole concept of her and trying to ram this socialism and communism down our throats, that is far worse than what the explorer Cortez did. I mean, if you look at the in the wake of communism, millions and millions and millions of people have been killed. That's far greater than the damage that Cortez himself did. So I think Ms. Cortez has the dubious honor of being called Cortez the Second. And so we will be right back after a couple of promos. Thank you so much.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. So just to close on this, I think that there's merit in basically referring to Ms. Cortez as the reincarnation of Hernan Cortez, or the infamous Cortez the Killer, because she has no clue what she's doing and the evils and the damage that is going to come. There's no doubt in my mind. I want you to understand. Go look. There's a picture of her Googling her eyes over Karl Marx, this big black and white picture of Karl Marx, the supposed author of communism, when even he couldn't be original in creating a statist ideology on his own. He literally just copied Plato. What she should have is a big, huge bust of Plato and Googling over that and going, oh, he's my idol because he's about, you know, crushing humanity and empowering the elitist. Because, I mean, that's literally what happens with statist government and how corrupt it becomes. One more thing. I also wanted to point out that I'm going to reread the commitment that was the letter from the communist to his girlfriend. It's worth reading this again before I move forward, but I will do that at another time. So anyway, I just also wanted to, you know, kind of poke my finger in the eye of Congress and the secular progressives. Watch the silence. It will be deafening. As Congress has for years and years not allowed the wearing of hats on the floor of the House since 1837. And as a matter of fact, I'll give you a little historical context. When George Washington was retiring and during the ceremony of him stepping aside and Adams stepping up to the presidency, as Washington walked through the, you know, through Congress to come to the front, to the lectern or the podium, whatever you want to call it, it was obvious that only one person in the audience refused to wear their hat. And it was a sign of disrespect in not taking a person's hat off in our culture. And that person was Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson was a young congressman, and he literally disrespected George Washington. He was not a good man, but needless to say, in 1837, they made it a law or a rule that you could not wear headwear. And now all of a sudden, the Democratic-controlled Congress has voted to change to accommodate the religious headwear. Now, where are the secularists who have attacked Christianity for decades to call for a separation of church and state and not to be accommodating to a religion? Where are they? It's going to be deafening. There's not going to be a peep, because it's all anti-Christian. I have told you that the federal government has created a church and is the Antichrist. It is the church of the Antichrist, because they are only attacking Christian doctrines and Christian philosophies and ideologies. They will kowtow and they will placate secularism and all sorts of evil things, but they will not stand up and defend Christianity. And so it is not a matter of whether they defend it or champion it. The fact is that they have actually become anti-Christian. So let me kind of move into, some information. And if you have not subscribed, you really need to subscribe. And I'm going to give you what G. Edward Griffin had stated today regarding Germany's right wing, the majority, you know, leadership party in the right wing. And he basically stated that the alternative for Germany's AfD, or the alternative for Germany, AfD, is threatening to push for a so-called Dexit. Now, D standing for how they spell Germany. If the EU does not restore its members' national sovereignty and continues to allow mass migration. In other words, what they're saying is, if the EU continually tramples on and wants to literally convert your EU into Islam, then they're looking at actually pushing for a Dexit and leaving the EU. And so, within the next 5 years, they basically have drawn the line and said, when the next European Parliament comes to an end, the alternate for Germany, the AfD, has accused unidentified special interests and lobbies of dominating the EU bureaucracy. And so the AfD says that Islam is the enemy of Europe. Wow, is that radical? Is that really radical? Claiming it does not separate state from religion, and they are a theology, and is a political ideology as well. The AfD has been accused of harboring neo-Nazis and anti-Semitic sentiments and has been targeted of politically motivated bombing attacks on its headquarters. In other words, here's this group that's supposedly anti-Semitic and neo-Nazi, but they're actually pointing out, you know, an organization. Let's keep this in mind, folks, that if you understand the radical view of Hitler and how he wanted to decimate and destroy the Jews, how is that any different than Islam? Every imam, it is just a part of their ideology that they must eradicate all Jews. Now, people say, well, that is hyperbole. There's just no. Let me ask you, what happened to the Zoroastrian faith? What happened to those people in Persia that believed in the Zoroastrian faith? Where are the Zoroastrian faith in Iran and through that region where Persia was actually dominant for thousands of years? The Zoroastrian faith thrived. What happened to it? It has been eradicated, not by Hitler, not by Europe at all, but by Islam. The Jews didn't do it. And those nice guys over to the east, Yeah, to the east, which was India, Buddhist and so forth. You know, they didn't do it. It was Islam. Islam went all the way over there and eradicated them and forced them and converted them. And so keep in mind who really shares the views of Hitler and how the mainstream media and how the progressives, as they have been controlling the narrative, has completely obfuscated the facts. My friends, here is another reason why we need to be supporting the Constitutional Audit and Republic Review and the candidates that support the Audit and Republic Review in these dark red states. That's why I'm hoping, as we move forward this year and going into the 2020 election, I hope you're saving money that you can contribute to help us get these constitutional audit supporters into office. So let me move on. Here's another good reason for you. California's electric rates are about to double as utilities will be changing their billing to charge more through time of use rates during peak hours. In other words, if you want to be productive, they're going to throttle you for it. And they're basically going to hit people up from 4 to 9 p.m. And so when people are at home from work, California has passed laws to use 100% renewals by 2045. Now, this is just insane. Terminating all traditional sources of electricity, gasoline in favor of wind and solar, you know, which are imminent and do not allow everyone to use electricity at the same time. In other words, you know, when the peak hour is, California better come up with a way of creating wind during the peak hour or they're just going to be sucking wind. The objective to change people's behavior and to make them pay more for reduced service and exert control is ironic. California is the flagship model that will spread across the country. Renewable power is far more expensive, far less reliable, and far less sustainable. Fight back, you know, by going to your utility commissions and make sure that they're not going down this path. We need to start changing the paradigm and stay tuned. We're going to be talking about this. These ideas are not contained and restrained to California and California alone. These ideas grow legs and they're going to be found in your neck of the woods and in your neighborhood soon. Excuse me. Here is another reason why we all need to be supporting constitutional audit candidates in these dark red states coming up in 2020. I'm telling you, if you want to save your blue state, you want to save the Constitution, we have to turn to the states that have the ability and the strength, the moral courage to stand up against federal tyranny and against all these unconstitutional states that you might be living in, and literally save humanity in America. So I don't have much time. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to be probably running out of time really quick here. So let me kind of just say this. There was a huge win for Judicial Watch in Los Angeles and in California. They must remove 1.5 million inactive voters from their rolls. And that is a huge win. But that's not enough. That's just the tip of the iceberg, because we know there's all sorts of rampant voter fraud and election fraud in California. The FEC needs to start going into every single blue state and every red state that just turned blue and literally go after their election commissions and how they have been stealing the elections for the progressive communists. Remember, it is not whether we vote, but who counts the votes. And that was a tribute to Stalin. I am G.R. Mobley. I am reclaiming the Republic, and I need your help. God bless, and I'll be back tomorrow.
I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution.